Larry's, written by Steve Holliman and read by Casey Bailey, Andrew Ellis, and Steve Holliman.
Prologue. To make light of philosophy is to be a true philosopher. Blaise Pascal. -1. Duncan. He's lying on the floor, mouth open like he's sleeping, but with wide, unresponsive eyes fixed on some shit above him. Inside my head, I'm not in this club with the Larrys and the Skanks, caught up in this brawl with someone I've never met. Inside my head, I'm alone, and in silence. Fuck me, I'm thinking, all mute panic. I've fucking killed the cunt. Then Bedlam returns, pumping beats, throbbing bass, guys and girls gobbing off, some of them unaware of what's gone on. Where are Colbeck and Aid? Must have made a sharp exit, like. And where are the bouncers? Have they even had time to react? Time slows down in situations like this, but it's probably only 10 seconds since I delivered a final jaw-shattering kick to the face of this fucker. The sequence of events hasn't yet registered in the minds of all the dolled-up ladies and striped-shirted lads around me. Shock still clouds their judgment. Most people hate to see a fight, and I'm the same. I wince at the sound a punch makes when it connects with a fragile face. It's not like they portray it on TV. It's more of a thud than a cracking sound. A dull interface, understated in its subtlety. Quieter than you'd expect, but more devastating. A slab of raw meat thrown against a cold, hard surface. So how then have I ended up here in a club full of the kind of people I hate, standing over the comatose form of a bloody-faced geezer whose head I've just mashed? Before I realise it, I'm in the corridor next to the bogs. Then I'm forcing open the fire doors and I'm climbing onto the recycling bins and pulling myself over the wall with people shouting after me. And I'm away. This is both the beginning and the end. It is June 13th, 2003.
0. Sean. There was the blackness, and it blanketed me. And then, there was nothing. Nothing for days. And then the wall clock, tick-tocking. And here it comes. The surfacing. This is how it felt to be born. Unwombed and taking the first breath. Back when I was nameless. Back when I was nothing more than a cursor flickering at the top of a blank page. All clock hands snap back to the beginning. Innocence. The first dilated pupil. Then the steady corruption of experience. Voices in the distance, broadcast from miles away and floating toward me on the breeze, recognisable as language but impossible to understand. And all I have is this inside surface of my skull where my thoughts dance like charged electrons trying to escape. And I'm coming up for air, ready to test my aching limbs, to uncurl from my fetal shell, to explore my own flesh with curious fingers. Gradually, as I emerge, I can count the different voices around me. There's something holding my legs down, and my neck is aching. I flicker my lids, unable to open them. My surroundings are bright. I know this because behind my eyelids is a warm red, not a dead black. There is a light shining on my face. Or maybe they've laid me in the sun. I think he's waking up, David. I think he's waking up, someone says. And I see white. Blurred patterns wax and wane in and out of focus as I absorb their colours. There is a pink smudge over me. It's my mum, and she's talking, mouthing words at me, her mouth opening and closing like a drowning fish.